Mutual brings you your old friend, Scattergood Baines.
Just mention the word charity to most Americans. They'll dig right down in their pockets to contribute. But you know, sometimes it doesn't do any harm to find out just where your money's going.
It's Scattergood Baines versus Sweet Charity. Yes, it's Clarence Buddington Kellen's famous character, Scattergood Baines, brought to life in a new series of fast-moving adventures. But he's the same old Scattergood you all know, the shrewd and jovial hardware merchant who usually finds himself drawn into just about everything that happens around him. Scattergood Baines, the best-loved, most cussed at, and by all odds, the fattest man in the modern bustling town of Cold River. In the town of Cold River, one of the certain signs that winter is almost over is the announcement that the Cold River Dramatic Society is starting rehearsals for its annual play. There is immediate speculation as to what amateur actor will be selected for the starring role, an honor that promises intoxicating applause on opening night, and a photograph on page one of the Cold River Clarion. Yes, the play's the thing to talk about over many a breakfast table in Cold River, including the breakfast table of Scattergood Baines.
There's some batter left, Scattergood. Do you want any more?
Huh?
Do you want any more pancakes? You've had nine.
Nine? Well, as the golfers say, I guess that's about par for the course. I like that new syrup you got, Mandy. Yeah.
Anything special in the Clarion this morning?
There's nothing special. See, the Dramatic Society has picked out its play for this year. It's called The Gamble of Love.
Yes and no.
Sounds exciting, doesn't it? Say, Mandy, how is it you haven't been out selling tickets this year?
Oh, no need to sell tickets this year.
No?
It's all being handled by the charity people, Scattergood.
Charity people? What charity people?
Oh, didn't I tell you about that? Well, these charity people from New York are raising money to send food parcels overseas.
Yeah?
They came to Hattie Fry. You know, she's president of the society. And they offered to handle all the tickets and advertising and everything if the play could be put on for the benefit of this drive to send food to Europe.
Oh, what's the name of the drive?
Why, it's called Send Over Something. S-O-S, for short.
I don't think I've ever heard of that drive.
Oh, it's very well known, Hattie says. She says these people are going all over the country putting on these benefits.
They handle everything, huh?
Everything, Hattie says. And the Dramatic Society will get the percentage of the proceeds, too.
Well, must be counting on considerable proceeds, then.
Oh, Hattie Fry says these people know the business backwards and forwards. What are you studying about, Scattergood?
Oh, was I? Just wondering, I guess.
What is there to wonder about? Surely there's nothing wrong with sending food over to the poor people of Europe.
Oh, no, Mandy. That's about as worthy a cause as I can think of. Yeah. Maybe Hattie Fry has made herself a pretty good deal.
Then, after expenses are deducted and our own nominal service fee, every dollar goes to the food drive. Now, if you'll sign on this line here.
Yes, indeed, Mr. Kane. There.
And that makes it official, Miss Fry.
And it's certainly a relief to me, Mr. Kane. With you and the organization handling all the business details, I'll be free to give all my time to the play.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a great success, Miss Fry. And we'll see to it that you have a capacity audience for all three nights.
And to think that in addition to everything else, we'll be helping such a worthy cause.
It is, Miss Fry, a great satisfaction. Oh, by the way, have you appointed your honorary committee as I suggested?
Oh, yes, I put all our leading citizens on it. Here it is.
Ah, yes, splendid.
You have a completely free hand, Mr. Kane.
Good.
I'll be kept quite busy with rehearsals. I'm directing the play, you know.
Indeed. Oh, well, now I'm absolutely certain it's going to be a great success. That reminds me, Miss Fry, I intended to ask you the other day, what was your professional name?
My
My professional name?
The name you used on the stage. I have the distinct impression that I saw you on Broadway some years ago.
Why, as a matter of fact, Mr. Kadar, I've never acted professionally.
Really,
no.
Miss Rywood? That's very hard to believe. Why, your voice, your whole bearing is that of a trained actress.
Really, Mr. Kadar?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, I suppose, Miss Rywood, that you must be one of the great rarities of the theater, a natural actress.
Oh, well, of course, I have been very active in amateur theatricals.
Oh.
And oh, yes, some years ago, I appeared on a national radio hookup.
Oh, a national hookup.
I was not at all nervous, although the medium was quite new to me. The program was in the nature of a competition, Mr. Kane, and I received one of the awards, a six-month supply of one of the better soup powders.
I probably heard the program. Well, I'd better get busy, and thank you for everything, Miss Fry.
Goodbye, dear Mr. Kane.
Shall we say au revoir?
Why not? Au revoir. Oh. Yes?
Howdy, this is Tilda Gibby.
Matilda, dear Matilda.
Is this Hattie?
Yes, my dear.
Oh. Have you got a cold, Hattie?
Of course I haven't got a cold, Tildy. What did you want?
Oh, I was just wondering if you'd cast the leading man of the play yet.
No, I haven't. I'm going to have several people read the part.
Oh, that's all I want to know, Hattie. Thanks. Goodbye.
Well, now, let me get this straight, Matilda. You want me to try out for the part of the leading man in the play?
Yes, Hannibal. I just talked to Hattie Fry, and she's going to have a competition for the part.
But Matilda, I've never done any acting.
But, dear, they're all amateurs. You'll have just as good a chance as anyone else.
Well, I don't know.
Hannibal, look, I want you to become active in community affairs, and this is a wonderful opportunity.
Matilda, I'll talk to you about it when I get home. Scattergood, too.
Well, all right, dear. Goodbye.
All right.
Hello, Hannibal.
Hello, Scattergood.
I just passed by, Hannibal. I thought I'd drop in and say hello to the bridegroom.
Why, oh, yes.
How's married life treating you, Hannibal?
Oh, it's puzzling.
Puzzling, is it?
Scattergood, I think I've hit on something.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. I've about reached the conclusion that when a woman gets married, a change comes over.
Well, now, that's an interesting theory, Hannibal.
It's a case of putting two and two together, Scattergood. Now, here's the line of reasoning that I've been following. Matilda Kiefer and I, we kept steady company starting the week of the Hope and Mouth Scare back in October 1928.
Yeah, and you've been married just about a month.
Yeah. Now, in all the time we kept company, Matilda didn't say boo. If I was to put a question to her direct, why, she'd come back with, whatever you say, Hannibal.
Things have changed?
Why, Matilda starts in talking as soon as she wakes up in the morning. She tells me what to eat for breakfast, what tie to wear to work. Now she wants me to try out for the part of the leading man in the play that the Dramatic Society's putting on.
Oh, say, that's a pretty large order.
I told her that, but she just kept on talking. Scattergood, listen. You've been married a long time. How does a fellow slow down a talkative woman?
Oh, don't ask me for advice on that point, Hannibal. You're sailing the sea of matrimony now. It's every man for himself.
Hannibal, I want you to do something. Oh, hello, Scattergun.
Howdy, Jason. How's everything?
Oh, working for the government. That's what it comes to. Hannibal, take $30 out of the till. And when you go home to lunch, stop by the Mansion House and pick up 10 tickets for that infernal play they're putting on.
All right, Jason.
Jason, are you buying $30 worth of tickets for that play?
Had to, doggone it, blackmailed into it. That's what it comes to, blackmail.
What do you mean, blackmail, Jason?
Oh, I don't mean blackmailed. Judge Robbins called up and put me on the spot, talking about the worthy cause and all, and not letting me forget all the feed he buys for that dairy farm of his.
Oh, is Judge Robbins selling tickets for the play?
Well, no. It wasn't Robbins called, but some fellow in his office, I guess, said he was calling for the judge. Same thing. Hannibal, don't forget now. Pick up the tickets and make a note of it. We'll try to charge it off the income tax.
Oh, they'll never allow that, Jason.
Put it down anyway.
I'll catch you.
How many tickets did they make you buy, Scattergood?
Me? Well, I haven't been approached, Jason. but I got a notion I'm going to be real soon.
Hello, Mr. Werner. Mr. Werner, this is the mayor's office calling. The mayor asked me to call you about some tickets for the Dramatic Society's play. You know, it's for the benefit of the poor people of Europe. Well, the mayor has you down for 15 tickets. Yeah, that'd be $45, Mr. Werner. Well, it is higher this year, but you see, it's for charity. It's such a worthy cause. All right, Mr. Werner, I'll send a boy right over with the tickets. Goodbye.
Nice work, Gert.
This town's a pushover, Kane. Hey, don't even give me an argument.
Well, that's because I set it up right, baby.
What do you figure this town's good for?
Oh, $4,000, maybe more.
And how much goes into food parcels for Europe?
How much do you think?
Well, I guess they get plenty of food from the legitimate outfits.
Sure they do.
Well, back to the sucker list.
Who's this one?
Scattergood Baines Hardware.
Baines.
Operator, give me 4494, please.
Look, hold it.
Never mind, operator. What's the matter, Kane?
This Baines guy, he's on our honorary committee. I hear he's got dough he hasn't even folded yet.
Oh. You'll handle him.
Yeah, this calls for a personal contact, Gert. As a matter of fact, I think I'll go see him right now. And I'll make a little bet with you. Put it down, make a note of it. 50 tickets for Mr. Scattergood Baines.
50 tickets? Okay, Kane, it's a bet.
Yeah, that's most interesting, Mr. Kane, most interesting. You're devoting all your time to this work, are you?
That's right, Mr. Baines. I feel it's the least I can do.
Well, now, being a member of the honorary committee, I'd certainly like to pitch in and help.
Oh, we won't ask you to do a thing, Mr. Baines. Except, of course, set a good example by taking some tickets.
Oh, of course. That goes without saying. Put me down for 2 right now.
I already have you down, Mr. Baines, for 50 tickets.
50 tickets?
50 tickets.
Oh, now say, Mr. Kane, isn't that a little steep? Great Jupiter, that'd come to $150.
Well, now, that's not so much for a man in your position. You're a leader of the community. People look up to you, you know.
They do.
Well, of course. They'll expect you to make a much larger contribution than most.
But they won't ever know, will they?
Oh, yes, Mr. Baines. We always publish a list of our larger subscribers.
You do,
Yes.
Well, I guess that kind of puts me on the spot.
Oh, I wouldn't put it that way, Mr. Baines. After all, you must remember this is a very worthy cause.
Yeah, food parcels for Europe.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you've got me persuaded, Mr. Kane. Yes, being a member of the honorary committee, I guess I ought to set an example. All right, put me down for 50 tickets, Mr. Kane.
Splendid, Mr. Baines.
Just wish there was more I could do. Sure, I can't help out any other way, as a member of the committee, I mean.
No, Mr. Baines. Remember, it's just an honorary committee. Our organization handles all the details.
Oh, I see. Well, being sort of well acquainted locally, I just thought I might be of some service.
We'll always be glad to hear any suggestions you may have, Mr. Baines.
You will? Well, then maybe I'll have a few suggestions.
Thank you for waiting, Mr. Baines. Here's Mayor Buckley.
Oh, thank you, Nellie.
Hello, Scargan. How are you, old skinflint?
Howdy, Mayor. I just called up, Mayor, to see how the ticket sale was going.
Ticket sale? What ticket sale?
Well, the big charity drive the Dramatic Society's putting on. You're chairman of the honorary committee, Mayor.
Oh, yeah, that's that falderal of Hetty Fry's. Yes, I got a letter from her saying something about being honorary chairman.
Well, I'm on the committee too, Mayor. I thought you might want to call a meeting.
What for?
Well, so we can start to function.
Function? Scattergood Baines, are you kidding me? Whoever heard of an honorary committee that functions?
I never did, Mayor, but I thought it might be interesting to see what would happen if one honorary committee did function.
Oh, come on. Now, look here, Scattergood. I'm a busy man. I've got no time for such foolishness.
Now, Mayor, call the meeting for me, will you? As a personal favor.
Personal favor? Oh, I see. Can I win something? Are you Scattergood? All right. Meeting is tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, my office.
Thank you, Mayor.
Good. Do you mean to tell me you bought 50 tickets to that play?
Why, yes, I did, Mandy. It's all right, isn't it? You said yourself it was such a worthy cause.
Well, of course it is, but 50 tickets?
This fella Kane, Hattie Fry, hooked up with. He's quite a salesman, Mandy. Made me feel kind of ashamed of myself.
Well, I must say, Scattergood, it was a generous thing to do.
Oh, I'm going to do more, Mandy.
What more could you do? Take more tickets?
Oh, no, but Mr. Kane said he'd welcome any suggestions I had. Thought I might make a few suggestions a little later.
Mm-hmm. Scattergood, you've got that peculiar look. Are you up to something by any chance?
Why, no, Mandy. Say, Mandy, has Hattie Fry picked the leading man for the play yet?
No, but I think it'll be between Fred Adams and Merle Blake.
Well, how about Hannibal Gibby?
Hannibal Gibby? Oh, I can't believe Tilly's serious about having Hannibal try to play a romantic hero, Scattergood.
I don't know. I certainly pay good money to hear Hannibal Gibby do a love scene.
Oh, you're doing just fine, Hannibal, just fine.
Sounded all right, did it, Matilly?
Almost perfect, Hannibal.
Maybe I ought to put a little more steam into it.
No, Hannibal. It's your restraint that gives it such depth of meaning. You're just like Charles Boyer.
I'm taller.
What? He never raises his voice.
Well, should I give it a French brogue?
The part doesn't call for a brogue, Hannibal.
No trouble.
Now, read it again. I'll give you the cue.
All right.
Let me see. Yes, here. What do you mean, John?
What do I mean? I mean that ever since that night on the balcony, I've wanted to take you in my arms.
Wonderful, Hannibal. Go on.
Now, excuse me. Now I know that I never loved any woman before. Look at me, Jennifer. Look into my eyes. Now can you tell me to go out of your life, my darling? Huh?
Hannibal!
What? Tildy. Oh, she's fainted dead away. I must have given it too much steam.
Hello, Hattie. This is Scattergood. Say, Hattie, I just come out of a meeting here at the mayor's office. There have been some interesting developments in connection with the ticket sale for the play. Hey, well, Hattie, now if you'll meet me at Mr. Kane's office in half an hour, I'll tell you all about it.
Oh, I wish you'd tell me what this is all about, Scattergood Baines.
I want Mr. Kane in on it too, Hattie.
Yes?
Hello, Mr. Kane.
Oh, Mr. Kane.
Can Miss Fry and I step in a minute?
Why, Yes, of course.
Mr. Kane, I don't know what this is about, but Mr. Baines says he has some news for us.
I should say I have, Mr. Kane, and it's good news. As I think you'll agree.
Well, would you sit down? Miss Henderson, my secretary, is out at the moment. As a matter of fact, I have an appointment myself.
Well, this won't take long, Mr. Kane.
Please get to the point, Scattergood.
All right. Now, Hattie, you appointed an honorary committee for this affair, headed up by the mayor himself.
Of course I did.
Well, that was an honorary committee, Mr. Baines. We don't expect the committee to take an active part in the campaign.
I know you don't, and by Jupiter, that's what gave me the idea.
Idea? What idea?
Why, I said to myself, that Mr. Kane is working night and day to put this thing over. Least thing the committee can do, I said to myself, is to back him up.
But we don't need the committee to back us up. Haven't I made that clear?
Well, sure you did, Mr. Kane. Made a big impression on me. I said to myself, here's a feller who doesn't go around bothering people. He's the kind of feller that really deserves help.
But I don't need help, and I don't want it.
Scattergood Baines, what have you done?
Is that what I want to know?
Just wait till you hear. Oh, you're going to be tickled to death, Mr. Kane.
About it.
After you came to see me and did such a good job of selling, I just got to studying how I could pitch in and help some more.
I don't want to.
So I got the mayor on the phone, talked him into calling a meeting of the honorary committee.
What did you do that for? The committee's not supposed to meet.
Wait till you hear what happened.
Huh?
I really did a job on that committee. I put it right up to them fair and square. Do something about this.
What are they going to do?
What are they going to do?
Yes.
Why, just make this drive the biggest thing this town ever saw.
What?
Mayor's going to put up a big thermometer in the courthouse square.
Why, he can't do
Every
that.
Day we'll show how many tickets have been sold.
Oh.
Painted in red right there on this big thermometer for the whole town to see.
Why, that's a wonderful idea.
It's a lousy idea. Now, look, Baines, you can't run my campaign.
Just a minute, Mr. Huh? Jay, just a minute. That's just the start of it. Sam Hardy, he's the editor of the Clarion. He's going all out on the publicity.
Publicity?
Yes, he'll have a man up later today to interview you on the campaigns that you put on in other towns.
I don't want any publicity.
Sam's going to splash your picture all over page.
Oh, no. No, he's not.
Here's another idea we got.
What?
We're going to hold a contest to pick the queen of the dramatic festival. How you like that, Hattie?
Oh, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
No, I'm not going to stand for all
yes,
this.
Yes, everybody that buys a ticket gets to vote on the queen. And so we figured we'd send the Queen to New York to present the check to your people for the food parcels.
Queen?
We might even get her on Queen for a day.
Oh.
What's the matter, Mr. Gale?
I'll tell you what's the matter. You can go back and tell your committee I don't want any thermometers or queens or publicity.
Oh, don't like publicity?
I'm running this thing my own way.
Oh, I thought publicity was what a charity drive needed most.
Well, that's not the point. I made an agreement with you, Miss Fry. Now, you get Baines and his Budinsky friends out of my hair or the whole deal is off.
Oh, no. Scattergood, you've ruined everything. What am I going to do now?
Take him up on that offer, Hattie. Call the whole deal off.
Scattergood!
What do you mean, Baines?
You're a smart fella, Kane. Ought to be sinking in by now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Kane, legitimate relief organizations don't come into town and sell tickets the way you did. Using people's names without their permission. Indulging in a more or less polite form of blackmail. That's what made me suspect you, Kane. So I checked with the people who really send the packages overseas. They never heard of your outfit. But they heard of fellas like you who work in just about the lowest racket I ever heard of. Victimizing people in the name of hungry children.
Oh, no, dear, no. I'll never be able to hold my head up again.
Oh, yes, you will, Hattie. Because this drive of yours is going to be a big success. By Jupiter, I wasn't fooling about making that committee work. We'll see that the money goes to the right people, yes, sir. As for Kane's fake organization, well, that'll be just between you and me, Hattie.
I'm not handing over any money to you.
You bet you are, Mr. Kane. You'll turn over every dollar that you've taken in right now.
Nice little play, wasn't it, Scattergood?
Oh, it was just fine, Mandy. Say, was that Hannibal Gibby up there on the stage taking a bow? Well,
certainly it's Hannibal.
Well, was he in the play?
Of course he was. Don't you remember when the play began, the curtain went up and the man was lying there on the floor with a knife in his back?
Oh, that was Hannibal?
Yes. I guess poor Tilly was terribly disappointed when they didn't make him the leading man.
Oh, I don't know, Mandy. Tildy's probably bragging about what a wonderful corpse he made. Come to think of it, you got to say one good thing for Hannibal lying there dead.
What good can you say about that?
Well, with that knife in his back, he was certainly playing the part. Right up to the hilt.
What do you mean, up to the... Oh, Scattergood, babe.
This has been another adventure of Scattergood Baines, Mutual's new dramatic series based on the famous character created by Clarence Buddington Kelland. Scattergood Baines is written for radio by Gerald Holland and produced by Herbert Rice, with original music composed and conducted by Ben Ludlow. Wendell Holmes is starred as Scattergood Baines. Hannibal Gibby is played by Parker Finley. Others in the cast were Leora Thatcher as Mandy, James Van Dyke as Kane, Eleanor Phelps, Ethel Wilson, and Murray Forbes. Bob Emmerich speaking. Be with us next week at this time for another adventure of Scattergood Baines. It's titled Scattergood versus Father Time. This program was heard in Canada through the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.